open wide for another Weeby Wolf Bite. Hi there and welcome to my third Weeby Wolf Bite all about our Elder Scrolls 6. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're feeling comfy and happy today. Welcome to this podcast. If you don't know, it's all about anime and gaming and nerd culture and wholesomeness and being friends. So welcome in to the group. In this podcast, I have decided to talk about something extremely important to me and something I know is extremely important to you guys and should be important to the world, and that is Elder Scrolls 6. Because we have a lot of hopes and dreams and wishes and things that we need to have come true that we're quite worried about having come true. I mean, we've looked at the Elder Scrolls series so far, and if you don't know, that includes like Skyrim and Oblivion, and it's just gotten more and more mainstream and less fun. In my little opinion, and many other people's opinions, to be fair. So, let's jump into it. I have brought in things that you guys have told me in comments you want, that you guys have messaged me that you want, and that YouTubers have talked about themselves wanting. So, here we go. First off, let me open my little notey poties. Oh, colour and exciting setting. Yes, please. I mean, the last game we had was Skyrim, which was literally like a winter... I wouldn't say a winter wonderland. It was like a barren, disgusting, grey mess. I mean, I watched a video about the armors of it, and they're all pretty much like the same colour. They hardly vary in design. I mean, you could argue that. But as for other games, they didn't really vary in design. And not only was the armor like that, but also just the world around you. It didn't seem like that fantasy aspect that I feel the other Elder Scrolls games had, especially Oblivion. Growing up, that game, even though people make jokes about how manky it looks, boy, was it beautiful. It's so green and vibrant, and there were flowers everywhere. They just lit up the world. But you look at the plants in Skyrim, and there's just this, like, muted, dark green snowberry with this, like, very dark red spot, you know? It's nothing exciting. Come on. When Redfall comes out, which is probably what Elder Scrolls 6 is going to be called, we need to see some colour. I know I've seen the trailer and I'm blimmin' worried, because if you've seen the little thing, it's just like this kind of deserty area, and I'm worried because I'm scared that they might go back to the kind of bleak colours. In a desert, we need a vibrant flower, and we need some, you know, yellow gorgeous sand. We can have barren areas too, but you know, make it exciting. Make it inviting to the eye. Next, city overhaul. Oh, not only are we going to talk about visuals in terms of colour and that, but gosh, the cities need some work, boy. In Skyrim, they were so teeny tiny, peeny poony. I mean, you look at the Imperial City from Oblivion, and it was pretty big. It was really nice. I feel like you'd find all these nooks and crannies, and it felt like a city. It was just a bit empty, that's all. But I hope in Elder Scrolls 6 we get some really interesting hustle and bustle, you know? We gotta blend into the crowd. We gotta take in this beautiful world around us and feel truly immersed, like we're part of this society of the Elder Scrolls 6. And with that, it means city overhauls, please. Next, magic overhauls. Oh my gosh, everyone's favourite skill, right? I mean, you either end up a stealth archer or a bloomin' mage. but a magic overhaul totally needs to be done. I mean, look at the spells in Skyrim, they're so boring. Come on, Elder Scrolls 6, go exciting. Be out there. Give us some more destruction skills. I want to see you ripping flesh off people's bones. I mean, I know that's hard to do, but it's just a wish. In Elder Scrolls Online, the spells are so much more interesting, and it's an MMO. Come on. It's the ugliest Elder Scrolls game there is, kind of. And it's way better in terms of magic. I mean, I also want something like Oblivion, where you can hold a weapon, like a sword and maybe a shield as well, but you can still cast your spells because your character just goes, like lifts their little hand up, you know, and puts it on. You don't need a whole hand for a spell. Come on, bro. But I get how cool that was, though. But Let's try for something different. And I don't want just the destruction, but can we have some more illusion and alteration? Messing with people's minds and the world and, you know? That would just make gameplay so much more interesting and give so many more options. Next, race overhauls. Oh, boy. I don't want to feel like I would get the same experience playing as a Khajiit as I would playing as a Redguard, you know? I want to, aside from the insults people yell at you, like, die, cat. Like, that is that really how diverse is going to get? And in brawls, I win a little bit quicker? Cool beans. But no, I mean, you get little buffs in Skyrim, I know that. But hardly, come on. If I'm a Khajiit, make me slinky malinky. Make me sneaky boy. I mean, what was that song, Sneak Like a Khajiit? Oh, what a great song on YouTube. But if I'm an orc as well, I want to feel heavy. I want to feel strong. But, you know, I guess it's maybe that's stereotyping. But maybe I'd want a little bit of stereotyping in my races, just in terms of Elder Scrolls, thanks. Next, better factions. This is something that I feel is the most important to people for the Elder Scrolls 6, because in Skyrim, sure, you've got the Dark Brotherhood and everything, and it's super dope, but spoiler alert, guys, spoiler alert. I know it's a hashtag no spoiler podcast, but we have to say this. You end up as the boss in everything, and isn't that just, like, boring? I mean, if you want to make an assassin character that becomes the listener, you can do that. But most people don't make a specific type of character and only do certain quest lines. They tend to do them all because they love their characters so much and want to play as them as much as possible. But it's so boring. I was talking to someone about this and they said it would be better if there was an optional quest to become the leader. And I totally, totally agree. I have no problem with your character progressing through the ranks and becoming high up, because boy, if you do some of those quests, you deserve a high up spot. But you don't deserve to stumble in and 2 weeks later be a leader with a listener or the chosen one. I mean, think of the Dovahkiin. He's the Dovahkiin. He's also the listener. He's also the Thieves Guild. I forgot what it's called right now because I have a headache. But he's also the harbinger of the companions. Like, bro, come on. How boring is it to be the best person in the world? Make the player character weaker, please. And it's not just that. But, you know, I think personally for me, the biggest thing that I want is to have my choices in the game have some weight and some meaning, and for the quests to be a lot more interactive. In Oblivion, for example, sorry to keep bringing it up, it's just my favourite game. If you were in the Dark Brotherhood and you had an assassin contract, you didn't have to follow the special guidelines of how to go about it, like, for example, making it look like you weren't the murderer by dropping a head, like a stuffed head, on this dude as he was sitting down. You didn't have to do that meticulous stuff. You could have just hacked and slashed your way through, but you didn't have to hack and slash your way through. And in Skyrim, sure, you don't have to, but there's no incentive not to, and there's not really much of a roleplay aspect around not doing that. That's my problem with the Elder Scrolls 6 and the direction I'm scared it might go in, is just hack and slash, hack and slash. I mean, the only way I can get excited at Skyrim these days is by putting it on Legendary, because then at least I have to actually strategize, you know? But it would be so cool if there were quests like that. And there's also little quests like in Oblivion, finding out why the village is invisible and solving that mystery. And that is just, it makes me want to cry and it makes me smile thinking of that. But anyway, yeah, Elder Scrolls Online even does a much better job of that. Your choices have weight in Elder Scrolls Online, whereas they don't in Skyrim. And I hope they do have weight in the Elder Scrolls 6. But anyway, that's my rant over. These are your ideas, these are my ideas, they're ideas from YouTubers. And I want to hear more of your ideas, so please reach out to me on WeebieWolf at Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Twitch and Anime Amino, as well as, oh, I already said PlayStation and Twitch. Last time I made the same mistake. I want to be in contact with you guys. What is your ideal Elder Scrolls 6? All right, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And have a good day. See ya.